who to weep for. Who to feel sorry for on Good Friday? It seems like a no-brainer. The women of the city felt sorry for Jesus. They beat their breasts and wailed for him. They knew what mourning was about, and they cried for him. But then he told them off. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Do not weep for me," says Jesus. "Don't feel sorrow for me. Feel sorry for yourselves and the ones who will follow you. Weep for yourselves and for your children." Why not weep for Jesus? After all, his sentence was so unjust, his suffering so excruciating, his humiliation so degrading, his death so horrible. Why not cry for Jesus? Because his death was not just about him. It was about the future for everyone. In particular, in his answer, it was about the future of Jerusalem. Jesus had been warning people for a while that Jerusalem would be judged for the way it had rejected the living God. This city, which had been given so much by God, had thrown it back in his face. And the Lord is someone who calls to account and whose long patience eventually runs out. Jerusalem would be destroyed, and those living in it would know such hard times as in Syria today. Best not to be a mother of young children when times get that hard. For the days are surely coming when they will say, "Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed." Then they will begin to say to the mountains, "Fall on us," to the hills, "Cover us." For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? If people are like this, if people treat the Son of God like this when times are not so incendiary, says Jesus, what will they be like when flashpoints lead to fire? Don't weep for Jesus. Weep for yourselves. Jesus' death was associated with judgment on the careless and salvation for the sinner. And there is another reason to cry for yourself. Weep for your sinfulness, which necessitated the death of the Son of God. Weep for yourself, your desperate need for forgiveness, which God alone can grant, and through his action on that first Good Friday was made possible. Don't weep for Jesus. He knows what he is doing and does it willingly. Weep for yourself and others who don't know what they're doing, unforgiven. Do not weep for the Savior of the world. Weep for the world who needs to meet its Savior, who should we feel sorry for on Good Friday? Not him, us.